direct line. Do the walking.
The doors are closing. Train departing. Please hold on.
It's now time for the Portland Transit Lane Podcast, a weekly podcast that looks into the events of transit in Portland and what's ahead. Now, your host, transit expert, Lane Jensen.
Riding in a bus down the boulevard and the pace was pretty packed.
Yeah.
But a seesaw had to stand with the perverts in the back. It was smelling like a locker room. There was junk all over the floor.
Hello and welcome to episode number 10 of the Portland Transit Lane Podcast. I'm your host, Lane. We did take a one-week unplanned vacation last week. Sorry about that. Things got a little crazy last week. Anyways, welcome to episode number 10. Can't believe already, 10 episodes in on this and still going strong. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter at PDX_TransitLane. Feel free to email me, PortlandTransitLane@gmail.com. Also, feel free to call our hotline, 971-238-7453. Leave your questions, concerns, comments, complaints, as my high school PE teacher always said. So feel free to leave that there. Today, it's going to be kind of a shorter podcast, not too crazy. First, unfortunately, another TriMet operator got assaulted this week. Unbelievable. That makes, I believe, 30 operator assaults so far this year. And we're not even to Labor Day yet. Seriously, TriMet, this is getting out of hand. You are not doing a damn thing about these operators. You're not doing a damn thing about the protection of these operators. And you don't seem to care. All you bigwigs, Neil McFarland, Doug Kelsey, all you bigwigs up there, Shelley Lomax, Harry Saporta, Mary Fetch, nobody seems to care about anything. And it's ridiculous that you don't care. These TriMet drivers are putting their life on the line for your company, and you're not doing a damn thing to protect them. You're forcing them to work after they've been assaulted. Seriously, how stupid are you? They've just had a traumatic experience, and you want them driving a 40-ton or a 20-ton bus that seats up to 70 people, putting 70 more lives in danger, let alone all the drivers on the road? Are you kidding me? Nobody understands the psychology of this. Nobody understands that after a traumatic experience, you need time to heal mentally. Nobody at TriMet understands that. And that is ridiculous. That is absolutely bonkers to me that studies have shown that after a traumatic experience, that people need time to heal. Yet TriMet doesn't listen to these studies. They just think that the driver is perfectly fine to drive the rest of their shift. And they're not. I repeat, they are not okay to drive. So, again, folks, if you see a driver who's about to, get harassed or assaulted, if you see something happening, get in the middle of it. I know you're scared, but you are going to help protect a driver's life. And, honestly, once more people get involved, the perpetrator is probably not going to do anything because he doesn't want that many witnesses and he doesn't want to deal with that many people. The more people that get involved, the better chances you have of the perpetrator or whoever is going to possibly do something to back down. There are strength in numbers. I repeat, there are strength in numbers, okay? Remember that. Please remember that when you're riding a bus. Pay attention. Be vigilant. And just watch out for your driver. They're the ones safely getting you home, navigating through all the douches on the road who don't know how to drive because they're from California, and they're safely getting you home. Those bus drivers are safely getting you home through the craziness of traffic. All right? The least we can do for them is stand up for them in their time of need. And their time of need is right now. They need protection while they are driving. We need to stand up for them and protect them. So I plead with you, listeners. I plead with you. Please stand up with your driver. Make sure that if something happens or is about to happen, be vigilant. Do something. Get involved. You know, get involved, okay? The driver will thank you if there's going to be a potential issue. Get involved, okay? All right. So, and of course, with this being August, our lovely board members decided to have their board meeting early this month. So, we get to have our famous TriMet Sock Puppets briefing analysis.
Motions approved unanimously. Motions approved unanimously. Motions approved unanimously.
Unanimous resolutions passed? Sounds like it's time for the Sock Puppet Story Time. This is the time that Lane reviews the monthly board meeting so you don't have to rip your hair out for 3 hours. Grab a cold one, you will need it. Here's Lane.
Thank you for that, Mr. Best Driver Voice. Appreciate that. So this TriMet board meeting was only an hour and 38 minutes. And let me tell you, it started out quite interesting with only Director Stovall and Bauman there at the beginning to listen to public testimony. Only two board members were present. And Chris Walker wanted the board meetings to be at the new Hillsboro Library with the Line 46 that only runs once every hour and a half, which ain't going to happen. Then he wants more bus service out in Hillsboro. That's not going to happen for a few years. I know they want it, but they don't have the buses to cover that. Opal, of course, wanted more affordable fare for low-income riders. And, well, Neil wants his money, and he wants his vacation time. So that's not going to happen either. So, again, you know, four people talking and kind of a waste of time at that point. Then we finally get Warner, Bethel, and Esmond on the phone to make a quorum. Now, in Robert's Rules of Order, because TriMet's bylaws, under their board meeting rules, it says quorum. A majority of the members of the board shall constitute a quorum. And then Robert's Rules of Orders are the parliamentary procedure for meetings of the board, except when a specific rule is provided by statute or the bylaws. Well, according to Robert's Rules of Orders is saying that a quorum must be present, okay? So this is exactly from Robert's Rules of Order. A quorum of an assembly is such a number as must be present in order that business can legally be transacted. The quorum refers to the number present, not the number voting, okay? These TriMet board members, Warner, Bethel, and Esmond were not present. They were on the phone. I repeat, they were on the phone. So therefore, because they were on the phone, they were not present, which means those two, they had two business items and the consent agenda. Those should be null and void because it says nothing in TriMet's rules that say that they can have be on the phone to make the quorum. There is nothing in the rules that says that. I wish I was at that meeting because I would have spoken up on that because they were not present. They were on the phone. The bodies needed to be there and the bodies weren't there. So again, TriMet's now breaking the rules of their own damn rules and they're getting away with it. Unfreaking believable. They're breaking their own rules. I'm sorry, that just irritates the bejesus out of me. Why are they doing this? I don't know. But of course, the two transactions that they did, motion passes unanimously. Nobody decided to fight over it. Of course not, because there's no point to fight about it anymore. Now, this next part of the meeting, you're going to love, okay? This is actually Harry Saporta. I'm not even going to tell you what he says, because what he says just blows my mind, too, okay?
So, it was really under the chief's leadership that we were able to make some very significant improvements in security for all of our customers and employees over the course of his tenure. And with that, I want to, on behalf of TriMet, I wish to present to you this plaque, which is an appreciation for your efforts to not only the Transit Police Division, but also to TriMet as a whole. And I know that I certainly will miss your everyday presence, but I know that your continued leadership will...
Unfreaking believable. I'm sorry, but really, TriMet has had over 30 driver assaults this year, and you're saying that crime is down on the system? I don't believe that for a minute. These numbers are faked. And every single driver and every single employee of TriMet knows that the numbers are faked to make it look good. That's all they are. Is it to make it look good for whoever wants to see it. Okay? Please understand, these numbers are faked. And of course, you know what? Let's see. Warner, Bethel, and Esmonde, once the resolutions were passed, they got off the phone. So the only people who are hearing this now, after the resolutions, the only people hearing it are Stovall and Bauman. That's it. So two board members out of seven. Two out of seven. There wasn't even a quorum present. It was all over the phone. You can't do that according to Robert's Rules of Order. It blows my mind how TriMet has literally gotten away with breaking their own rules and getting stuff passed because they want to get stuff passed. I'm sorry, but this is wrong and needs to be brought up. Because nothing in TriMet's Code, Chapter 2, Board of Director Meeting Rules, the only thing it says is under 2-30C, quorum. A majority of directors is a quorum. And then 230D says Robert's Rules of Order shall be the parliamentary procedure for the meetings of the board, except when a specific rule is provided by statute or this chapter. Well, there's no statute, and there's nothing in this chapter about them about them calling in. Seriously. So, yeah, TriMet pretty much screwed themselves, and they're getting away with it. So, I'm definitely going to try to get the media on this one, because this is not right that they can get away with breaking Robert's Rules of Order, their own rules, and nothing's going to be done. Really. So, anyways, so I told you this was going to be short, so... Board meeting was only about an hour long. It wasn't long. Just basically introducing the new transit police chief, saying goodbye to the old one for the general manager comments. That was about it. It was like the most boring meeting ever. So, again, thanks for getting through last week without a podcast. And we will definitely see you next week. And hopefully I'll have an interview. So feel free to contact me at PDX_TransitLane. Call me 971-238-7453. Email me PortlandTransitLane@gmail.com. Like this on iTunes, on the Google Play Store as well. We're on there now. And we'll see you next week.
Another one rides the bus. Another one rides the bus. Ow! Another one rides the bus. Hey, hey! Another one rides the bus.